And we always look at it just as the base layer, mid layer, outer layer. And as far as gear, snacks.
That's what I was going to say.
So, I mean, that's the most important part.
For mom and kids.
Absolutely.
Both needed.
Absolutely. And depending on what you're doing for diapering, having that nailed is important. Mm-hmm. And having just a way to easily, you know, carry your baby or your kid as they get bigger. But other than that, depending on, you know, what the activity is, obviously, if you're skiing, there's other gear involved. But trying to keep it simple, because you have to remember the checklist for your babe. And then, like, if you have multiple, like for each kid, and then you have to make sure that you meet the checklist for yourself too when you're going outside. And I made it to the ski village the last two Sundays without my boots and the other week without my poles. Mm-hmm. So I think just trying to keep it simple, because you are managing gear for more than yourself, and trying to bring too much, you're just going to end up carrying more than you need and making things more overwhelming for yourself than necessary.
Hello, and welcome back to the Outdoor Minimalist Podcast. I'm your host, Meg Carney, and I'm an outdoor and environmental writer and author of the book, Outdoor Minimalist, Wasteless Hiking, Camping, and Backpacking. The Outdoor Minimalist Podcast has the goal to give listeners actionable ways to wasteless hiking, camping, backpacking, and more during every step of their process. Your impact outdoors starts long before you hit the trail and goes beyond Leave No Trace ethics. You'll learn how to identify sustainable outdoor brands, how to ask hard questions regarding sustainability, and begin to shift and evolve your mindset to integrate minimalism into all of your outdoor pursuits. In episode 125 of the Outdoor Minimalist Podcast, we return to the world of epic parenting. At least that's what I call it, because outdoor parents are seriously badass, and I have to say it. I've only had one other episode on the show that's dedicated to bringing kids outside and on outdoor adventures, and actually that episode came out just a few weeks ago. It's episode 121, How Having a Baby Changed the Way I Play Outside, with Jossie Newman. This current episode can be seen as kind of building on that topic and expanding it into a bit more detail about not only how to get outside with your kids, but also how to take care of yourself as a new mom in the outdoors and hone in on the items you actually need to pack for your kids along the way. Now, I know I said new moms, but this episode is appropriate really for any parent or anyone who knows a new parent or a parent new to getting their kids into outdoor sports. To help me do this, of course, I had to sit down and chat with a couple of moms who make every day an epic adventure with their kids, Carissa and Kaylee Tuthill. Raised in the mountains of Colorado, sisters Carissa and Kaylee found their playground in the wilderness, where every day held a new adventure. Fast forward to motherhood, in the variable climates of Jackson, Wyoming, they faced a new challenge, finding sustainable all-season clothing for their growing families. This led to the creation of Explore, the phonetic spelling of Explore, a line of 100% merino wool adventure essentials for the whole family, and the first 100% merino wool nursing layer in the U.S. Through their brand and clothing line, Carissa and Kaylee are honored to make getting outside with your kids easier every day of the year. Explore is more than just clothing. It's a commitment to sustainable outdoor adventures. The Explore More program reflects this, allowing parents to sell back their kids' outgrown layers for cash or credit for their next size up, promoting the cycle of use that's all about that base layer, not waste. Carissa and Kaylee's own commitment to the outdoors shines through their personal lives, from backpacking excursions to celebrating each of their children's birthdays with an outdoor adventure instead of a Pinterest perfect party. And if listeners of the Outdoor Minimalist Podcast are ready for their own adventures, they can use the code OUTDOORMINIMALIST for a special discount to join the community where every layer tells a story of adventure, sustainability, and connection. Thank you both for taking the time to sit down and chat on the Outdoor Minimalist Podcast today. I'm looking forward to our conversation and expanding on the topic of being a parent in the outdoors. So before we get started, I'm going to have you both introduce yourselves and then also explain like what draws you to outdoor recreation. How did you get started and how does it fit into your life now?
Hi, I'm Carissa Aiken and I am the co-founder and chief everything officer at Explore. And I've always been drawn to the outdoors, and I feel most grounded and at peace outside. And my sister and I basically built a business off of helping others get outside more easily.
And I am Kaylee. I am the other sister and co-founder of Explore. We both do a lot of everything, but I am more behind the design side of things in marketing. As Carissa mentioned, we grew up going outside together, doing a lot of camping trips. So that's been kind of ingrained in our lives. And we've just been very passionate about adding that into our own families and allowing them to have the same experiences that we did as kids.
Yeah, it's so interesting that you guys started the company together. So what kind of inspired the creation of Explore?
I would say, number one, our mom, she had just retired, and she has always really wanted to do something with us. And we have always wanted to do something together. So we were like, you know what? Carissa had just had her first baby, and she was, you know, finding it very hard to find clothing that she was excited about for all of her outdoor adventures. And so we were like, all right, let's do this all together.
Yeah, we launched the company on what would have been our brother's 31st birthday, and we really found a lot of meaning in that date and bringing him kind of into part of the company as well. Even though he's no longer with us, his spirit is part of the company, and we always got outside all together as kids, and those are our best memories from childhood, is being outside, unstructured play. And when I had my first, it was like, wow, like, why isn't there just like really nice base layers that, you know, I can just buy one of and use all the time for in the house, getting outside? You know, why are we selling these like 10 packs of like onesies that just fall apart and, you know, just aren't a great material and or great for our environment? So we set out to create Explore and create all 100% merino wool garments for newborns to 6 years old. And then we expanded the line from 6 to 12 years old. And now we do grownups as well. We also have items for breastfeeding parents. We have the first 100% merino wool breastfeeding top to help nursing parents get outside.
That's awesome. Yeah, I remember that you mentioned that you expanded into adults with the breastfeeding clothing. And I think that that is very much needed and like kind of a space that is forgotten, I guess, unfortunately, even though it's 50% of the population. So let's back up a little bit, because you both have children and you both really integrate getting outside into your daily life, and then your working life is just like integrated through everything. So did having children kind of change the way you participate in outdoor activities, or how did that impact things?
Yeah, for me, and I think for a lot of women out there and parents out there in general, I mean, when you have kids, you have this transformation of your identity, of who you were before kids. And once you have, you know, a child, you're never not a parent. I mean, and that really shifts a lot. And especially in those early days on how you just get outside, out the door. It's just, you're dealing with a lot of navigating new, just a new arena of like, you know, your body's changed. And now you have this, you know, child that you're responsible for and keeping alive and cute. And so, yeah, just getting out the door sometimes can be like just a little overwhelming. So I definitely struggled a lot with postpartum depression, and getting outside was like the one thread that kind of helped me remember who I was like as a person, and just such a big part of my identity. And being able to get outside with my kids, I felt like my oldest was really fussy. And so getting her outside, she would immediately calm down. So I was like, we just have to be outside most of the time. Carrying her around and, you know, hiking and finding different activities that we could do outside together. And feel like, Kaylee, you've kind of found the same as you started to have kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's so, when they're babies, it's really nice where you can just like wear them. As they get older, it becomes even a more like a whole different experience. My 3-year-old, it's just like, I'll talk about skiing, I guess. It's just a whole brand new thing again. Like, I've skied my entire life, but now to be teaching my daughter how to ski and seeing the enthusiasm on her face and like these big eyes is just one of the coolest experiences in the world. And yeah, it's different. Like, I still try and find some time to do these things on my own too. But of course, when going skiing with her, it's a different, we're typically on the magic carpet or, you know, taking the easier runs, of course, but yeah. It's really quite a beautiful thing.
Yeah. It's a challenge, but also an exciting experience to get to start to share and just become, your identity shifts and also your relationship with these different sports and outdoors like changes, but leading into to the change is a really beautiful thing.
Yeah. How do you think you were able to kind of maintain autonomy in those time periods? You know, so like, how were you able to prioritize yourself, even though you are now like your whole identity has changed and shifted?
Yeah, I think that the outside is like that common thread that brings you back, right? Mm-hmm. And we've been able to, you know, put that into words, I think, to our partners and like, hey, I need some outdoor time by myself, and being able to, you know, trust, you know, like in each other, like, okay, I've got the kids so you can get outside and play. And then, you know, I'm going to help you in the same way so that you can also just get outdoors. Kaylee has an incredible story from last summer.
Yeah. Chris and I were able to go on a 3-day backpacking trip into the winds. And my second daughter was 6 months old. So it was tough. It was emotionally hard to get away. But my husband took the kids for the weekend. And truly, when your cup is full and you're able to go on an adventure like that and be in nature, you are able to come back and really be, you know, a better mom, a better parent.
More present.
And I'm not going to lie, I cried on the trip, I think, every day. But it also was just really a wonderful experience and something, you know, we'll always look back on. Yeah. And cherish forever.
Yeah. So, it was incredible.
And my daughter won't remember it. Yeah. So.
And it was an incredible, it wasn't just like going backpacking in the Wind River Range, which is this incredible mountain range in Wyoming, the most magical place. If you've never heard of the Wind Rivers, you look one direction and it feels like Yosemite, in another direction, it's just this beautiful dynamic mountain range. Anyways, but Kaylee climbed the third highest mountain
together we did
the third highest mountain in Wyoming, and she brought she had the Explorer nursing top on.
Yes.
And she brought the
hand pump,
so she was able to continue to like keep her milk production up through the whole,
you know. And that was something some people that had followed us had asked, and that was a gear recommendation that I would say worked really well for the backcountry or just packing lightly, was just a hand pump from Target. I can't remember the brand right now, but it was perfect. It worked really well and was easy to bring. And
yeah, it was allowed you to get away for a few days.
Yeah, that's so interesting. As someone who's never had children, I didn't even think about like needing to continue to pump even when you're not with them.
Exactly.
Because where does it go then otherwise? So that is like another hurdle, I would say, like just a factor that you have to like think about, and like, how do I do this and integrate this into this activity, especially if you're doing like a multi-day trip like you guys did.
Yes. Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Diorite Gear. Diorite Gear sells sustainable trekking poles handmade in their Portland, Oregon workshop. By taking ownership of their production, Diorite Gear is also able to minimize their trace in manufacturing and in the environment, while their poles' recyclable and easily repairable components allow you to do the same. As someone that hikes daily and often in the Cascade Mountains or its foothills, trekking poles are a staple in my gear lineup. And the Diorite poles not only have comfortable cork handles, but I love the high level of adjustability, durability, and overall performance, no matter the time of year I happen to be hiking. Use the code MINIMALIST for 10% off your order. So I guess if we are kind of like talking about gear in this space or clothing, what things kind of surprised you in what you needed, or maybe things that you didn't need so much when getting outside with your kids or being a mom outside in general?
Yeah, I think packing minimally is the key to success. I mean, when you try to bring like, it's always great to be prepared and have the items that you need, but you really start to learn that, and you really start to learn that you don't need that many things, especially with baby gear. I feel like, you know, when you have your first, you like have all the gear, but really, you know, I always tell people, I'm like, I never used the stroller. I only carried my baby, you know, and I know things are, you know, things are different for everybody. But for me, it was like, I just wore my baby and didn't need all the sleep gadgets and the, you know, all the gear that you feel like you need mm-hmm. when you have your first kid. And for getting outside, we really found that like having a base layer, like having one of our Explore base layers, because they keep them warm when it's cool, cool when it's warm, and also provide UPF 50 protection. We always just start with a base layer. We know that if we have a base layer, even if it gets wet, it's going to dry quickly, and we can keep them safe and comfortable. And depending on the weather, like, we'll have a mid layer and an outer layer. And we always look at it just as the base layer, mid layer, outer layer. And as far as gear, snacks.
That's what I was going to say.
So, I mean, that's the most important part.
For mom and kids.
Absolutely.
Both needed.
Absolutely. And depending on what you're doing for diapering, having that nailed is important. Mm-hmm. And having just a way to easily, you know, carry your baby or your kid as they get bigger. But other than that, depending on, you know, what the activity is, obviously, if you're skiing, there's other gear involved. But just trying to keep it simple, because you have to remember the checklist for your babe. And then, like, if you have multiple, like, for each kid. And then you have to make sure that you meet the checklist for yourself too when you're going outside. And I made it to the ski village the last two Sundays without my boots, and the other week without my poles. Mm-hmm. So I think just trying to keep it simple, because you are managing gear for more than yourself, and trying to bring too much, you're just going to end up carrying more than you need and making things more overwhelming for yourself than necessary. What about you? Okay.
Yeah, no, I feel like you hit a lot of the things that I would have recommended too. So yeah, and of course, we're so excited about the Explore base layers, because it's something that's so comfortable for them, no matter the weather, even if it's, you know, you're starting in the morning and it's pretty cool and you're moving into hotter weather. I'm actually packing. We're gonna go skiing at Angel Fire, and then we're headed to Tucson after that. And it's like, well, those are two very different, you know, pretty different places. And I packed the girls, you know, all their base layers. And it's so wonderful that it's something that I know that they'll be comfortable in two different types of weather. And as Carissa mentioned, UPF 50 and breathable. It's been a whole new experience with my second. She's definitely like more of a sweater. Like, she sweats a lot. I've really realized the difference that her wearing merino over something else has made for her. If I put cotton on her and put her in the car seat and we'll be driving a lot, she'll get really sweaty. With the merino, it's just like, I don't know, it truly is a magical fabric. She just feels so much less sweaty and cooler and seems more comfortable. So
yeah. It's just, merino has a natural crimp to it. So out of any other natural fiber, it creates more of an air pocket. So it has that moisture management, and it actually kind of, if there is moisture, it's pulling that moisture away from their skin. Yeah. So you just know that they're not getting sweaty. They're not getting a rash because they're wet, you know, and they just seem happier when they're comfortable. Like, a lot of times when a baby's unhappy, they can be uncomfortable. Right. Or they need to eat. Like, they're just communicating their needs. So if you can keep them as comfortable as possible, adventures do get easier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you guys ever done like a overnight, like, backpacking trip with infants before? You have? That's intense. Good for you. How did that work?
Yeah, we actually did a 10-mile hike with a 3-year-old, a 7-month-old, and what, a 4-month-old or 8-month-old. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so 10-mile hike in, we did go with a
guide
that had horses, so the horses were carrying our gear, thank goodness.
Yeah.
And we were just responsible for
the children
and the, but a 10-mile hike, I mean, it's a friend of ours that has this guiding company, and she's like, yeah, I think it's like, you know, 4 to 6 miles. It was a 10-mile hike, and it was like like all the way up in, all the way up out kind of thing, right? With like hot weather and mosquitoes, and all the elements. And, you know, again, we had like the merino hats on them, on the babies, and we had to spray for the mosquitoes. And so it made us feel better that we were like spraying the merino onto the fabric and keeping the mosquitoes off of them. But yeah, 10-mile hike and breastfeeding, both of us breastfeeding the whole way, plus managing a three-year-old who has never walked that far, you know, on her own 2 feet.
Yeah.
So we did use it's called a Tula pack that you can easily pack and also, you know, carry a three-year-old plus the baby on your front.
That
so
it's very cool.
Yeah.
I can't imagine carrying that much weight in children and then additionally a backpack. So it's good that you guys had the horses to help you carry all of that weight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And we were also doing this without our partners, without our husbands. And so, you know, what were we thinking?
No.
We've actually made it an intention to do an overnight every year with the kids.
Yep.
That's awesome.
And usually it's two or three nights. So.
Yeah. So from that experience, were there like, other than you mentioned you both were breastfeeding and you kind of covered like how you've done that in the past, and then also that carrier that allowed you to carry both kids, were there other factors in terms of like, how's the sleep set up? What do you do with diapers? Were you cloth diapering or using disposables?
Yeah. Yeah. We did do disposables because that was what we felt like we could manage, like as far as like cleaning. And then, you know, I think there's another product out now called Trail Magic, and she's a great owner, but you can actually like hook a child carrier to your backpacking backpack, which is awesome. We didn't have to really carry food for the babies because they were breastfeeding, which we were just lucky and fortunate to be able to do. And that made that piece easier. And then as far as sleep, we did have the horses. So we...
Yes. And I believe we both used the Morrison Outdoor sleeping bags, which are absolutely wonderful for sleeping, camping with little ones.
Yeah. So we would do our Explore base layer with the Morrison sleep bag over them. And then depending on how cold it, like we just had them kind of like in the side of our sleeping bag and just co-slept with them. And that's something that we were comfortable doing. Everyone has, you know, different situations that they're comfortable with, but being in the backcountry and just having them right there with us in the crook of our arm, they co-slept with us. But everyone should make those decisions based on what they feel comfortable with as far as sleeping in the backcountry.
Yes. I do know that there's controversy around co-sleeping. So
yes. Yeah.
Even as a non-parent, I have heard of it.
Yes. That's why I'm being very careful. Yep. But it was something that we were very, very comfortable with. I think, again, from the minimalist parenting, I found co-sleeping to be a really just good for my mental health, for my sleep, for my baby's sleep, having our hearts near each other, having food source close, and having, for my anxiety, being able to hear her breathing and knowing she was okay through the night. I think as a parent, once you become a parent, you know, like you are very in tune with your baby, and especially when they're right there in the room with you or right there in the tent with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did the baby sleep okay being outside and in a new environment that maybe they weren't used to?
Yeah, they actually slept very well. I think between the 10-mile hike in, and we did a lot of adventures during the day, that they had such a full day of happiness that and adventure that they were just like, okay, we are done. We are done for the day. I do remember we hadn't made the breastfeeding top at that point yet. So that was the one thing that would have been a lot nicer for the sleeping bag. Because I remember getting up in the middle of the night to breastfeed and, you know, having to shift around and pull everything around. And had we had the breastfeeding, that was so exciting once we came out with that, because it was really hard.
Yeah, we had multiple occasions where we're just like,
have to have this.
Yeah, we just need this. I think a lot of companies in the outdoor industry kind of overlook parents that are breastfeeding because it is, you know, a short period of time, but it is such an important period of time. And it's so important to honor, I think, parents and help empower them to keep getting outside. Because I think for so many, like, it just feels so hard to get outside. And that that's, we have to make it easier for parents. Like there's so many things as a country we need to do to make easier for parents, but we figured we could at least make breastfeeding layers and help moms get outside.
Yeah, I think that that's a really cool innovation that you guys are catering more to mothers. And how do you think the outdoor industry can, I guess, cater more to moms, especially ones that are breastfeeding, and also just like parents in general?
Yeah, I think it's telling those content stories as well. I think it's, you know, showing parents outside of with young kids and just reminding them that they belong outside too. I think, you know, when you don't see those stories being told, you might feel like, oh, you know, I've got to be in the house, or, you know, that's what I'm expected to be doing. But we want parents to know, like, your identity is important. You connecting with nature is important. It's so important for you and for your kids and for your mental health and for your physical health and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as a brand ourselves, we want everyone to feel included as well. We don't want parents to think, oh, you have to climb a mountain to get outside. You know, you can go for a walk around your neighborhood. You can step outside. I mean, it's just a minute a day, as much as you can do that day. And some days are easier than others. It will help your mentality. It will help your baby. But yeah, it doesn't always have to be a massive adventure by any means.
For those parents that identify with like big adventures, like I think it's great to remind parents that there is a place and it looks different, but absolutely, there is a place for you in the outdoor industry. And, you know, I mean, we've brought our ideas and we've talked to people in the outdoor industry, and, you know, the feedback we always get is, you know, well, it's only for a short period of time. And so they just don't see the bottom line impact for their business. So they don't take the time to market to parents. And, you know, I don't think that's right, because, you know, for many parents, like, you can be building your family over several years. You know, we have incredible ambassadors on our team that have 5 kids. And so that's been a huge part of their lives, is having young children and then having older children and continuing to get out on these adventures, you know, as their kids become adults as well. Mm-hmm. And just, yeah, being able to tell that story and cater to that market is something that we feel really excited that we're able to do.
Yeah, that is really interesting. But that would be like, I guess, the industry's response being like, well, it's not that long a period of time. It's like, kind of feels a long time, especially, I mean, most, I don't know, but like, I would assume most moms like breastfeed at least 6+ months. And then if you have several kids, like maybe you're breastfeeding for several years then collectively.
Yeah.
And that is a long time to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I breastfed both my kids past 2 years old. So that's like 4 years of my life. And I wanted apparel and gear that made it easier for me to, you know, feed them and also keep, you know, experiencing the outdoors and adventures the way that I felt aligned with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, I mean, I know for me, I enjoy an outdoor activity more when I'm comfortable. So like you mentioned that before with your kids, but also like, as a parent, there's a lot of anxieties and like things to consider, and especially after you've just given birth, your body is adjusting a lot. And so like finding ways to make things like easier and more comfortable, I feel like would be really important, especially for like a new mom.
Absolutely.
PFAS are known as forever chemicals because so many of them have been found to last essentially on geologic time. They don't break down naturally in the environment.
You have 2 main sources. From production, you have point sources. You have emissions from industrial chemicals, surfactants, like emulsifiers in fluoropolymer production. So quite big volumes. We're talking about thousands of tons every year into water currents. And since they don't fully degrade, they don't mineralize, they only go the concentrated, the background level, we call them, is increasing slowly over time. And eventually this water becomes drinking water sooner or later. And there we are.
What we find is that in the food chain, these molecules that go into organisms and lodge into the fat or oils in their cells or in their tissues and stay there. because they aggregate, these longer chain ones tend to stay in the fat and not want to get in the urine and be excreted from the bodies. And so what you find is up the food chain, they accumulate, they bioaccumulate. They've even seen whales and polar bears with PFAS in their bodies as a result of this bioaccumulation and the fact that they're very resistant to degradation.
Well, what I can say as a physician is that these chemicals can enter the body and that some of them can stay there for many, many years. You will, over time, accumulating more and more in your body if the exposure continues, and therefore we're concerned about the long-term adverse health effects.
So we need action to not only clean up and mitigate our exposure to PFAS that are out there in the environment, but we need to cut it off at the tap. We need to cut it off at the source. And that's why we need leadership from government leaders, and that's why we also need leadership from the business community to take action on this urgent environmental and public health crisis that is impacting people all across the United States and all across the world.
Join us on March 4th, 2024, in the 10-part podcast series, Forever Chemicals, as we explore the rise, scientific cover-ups, pollution, and now regulations of the class of chemicals known as PFAS. Forever Chemicals is an independent podcast series produced by Blackfooted Ferret Productions. As an independent podcast, our goal is to provide free and accessible, unbiased information for all. If you'd like to support our mission, head to our show notes and donate to our GoFundMe. So I guess looking back on all the things that you've learned and with having children and experiencing the outdoors with them, what would be the number one recommendation you give to a new mom or a new parent as they continue their outdoor lifestyle?
I think my biggest recommendation would be to start small, start where you're comfortable, and then keep on building from there to all your adventures and just do it. You can do more. Like, it feels intimidating, but once you get yourself out there, you build this confidence that you're like, okay, you know what? I can do this and my baby's happy and they're comfortable and I'm comfortable. Yeah. I think just go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just go. And a minute a day will lead to 2 minutes, and 2 minutes will lead to four, and four will lead to, you know, even more. And I've seen so many parents do some really incredible, you know, adventures. It doesn't have, again, we said it doesn't have to be a big adventure, but I also want to speak to the parents that want to do big adventures and don't listen to the naysayers. And you know yourself, and you know your capabilities, and you know your kids. And you're learning together, and you're going to figure it out, and there's going to be hard moments, but just don't listen to the naysayers. Like, if you have something that you're called to, do it.
Absolutely. My other advice, and this is a little bit unfair because I'm the little sister, would be to find a buddy, follow what you, like, you know, find somebody that you can do these adventures with too, and have. Again, Carissa like had to experience all the firsts. So I'm really lucky that I was able to follow in her footsteps. She also was like a avid book reader and podcast listener. And I was like, you just told me what I need to do. But seeing somebody else do these things can just be so inspiring. And, you know, watching her, I'm like, okay, I can do this too. Like, we can do this together. So yeah, having a friend to do things with is also very empowering.
Yeah, I love that. The support system is always, it takes a village, as they say.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I guess, are there any other like last things that you want to share about Explore before you share how listeners can find out more about you?
We tend to sell out very quickly. So we promise, if you hear this podcast and you go to our website and we are out of stock for most things, we're working very hard, but we are a small family owned business, and we are not able to do a big old massive order, but we also are really mindful with our orders and making sure that we can sell through the product that we have in stock. So we promise it's coming. Sign up for our restock alerts. We very much operate on a pre-order model so that we know how much inventory that we can sell through. So when you see our pre-orders go live, hop on there, grab the set in the color that you'd want, and we'll get it to you as soon as we can. And we're just so grateful for the Explore community that keeps growing. And I think it's a great place to find those adventure buddies, be inspired by other parents that are figuring this out too. Nobody knows exactly the right way to do any of this, right? We're all unique individuals, but there's some really good advice and some ideas to make it easier. So come join us.
Yeah. And so how can listeners do that? How can they check out your product and then join the Explore community?
So you can find us at explore.com. It's I-K-S-P-L-O-R. It's the phonetic spelling of Explore. And you can find us on Instagram at Let's Go Explore. And we're also very active on Facebook and TikTok now.
Yeah.
TikTok, fun. So I'll be sure to share all of those links in the episode notes. So if people want to find a quick and easy way to check out your website and all of your other content, they can do that there. But with that, thank you both for taking the time to sit down and share about your journey.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And if you like what you hear, let me know. Leave a review and be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. You can find us on Instagram at outdoor.minimalist.book, on YouTube, or subscribe to our weekly newsletter at theoutdoorminimalist.com. For even more updates, other educational resources, and to help build an outdoor community with the shared goal to create a better outdoor space as we recreate.